You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
It's exactly now 2 minutes after two, the Central African time, this beautiful, mashallah, Saturday afternoon here in Houghton, should we say Houghton Sharif. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hajia, of course, Honorable Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafizahullah, who's with me this afternoon, and of course, my station manager as well, Haji Bilal Zikali. We welcome, of course, all the Musallis here in Masjid Houghton, Jazakumullahu Khair, for the invitation of Markaz Sahaba. And Maulana Ridwan as well is with me as well this afternoon here. Before we begin the program, inshallah, yes, listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, 084-786-3132. That's our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. Just to all the listeners out there, if anybody has any questions pertaining, of course, Hajj, please, you can, inshallah, send us a normal message on 084-786-3132. Or you can, inshallah, send us to our WhatsApp as well, 084-786-3132. To the international overseas countries, +27847863132. Let me welcome my engineer, that is Brother Lokolo, who is with us there in Lanesia. Let's welcome all the listeners of Sirius FM. Let's welcome all the listeners of Salam Media. Let's welcome all the listeners of Radio Al Ansar from Durban. And let's welcome all the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Before we begin, inshallah, our program this afternoon, we begin with the beautiful kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the hadith states very, very beautifully, the Quran of Allah, the kalam of Allah, اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابه. That read the Quran, for indeed the Quran will intercede on your behalf on the day of judgment, on the day of Qiyamah. We now begin, inshallah, and we call now upon our beloved, the Imam of this Masjid al-Furqan, Hazrat Mulana Ridwan Sahib.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم
يا Jazakumullah khair, mashallah, mashallah. That was Hazrat Mulana Ridwan Sahib. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a long, lengthy, healthy, wealthy life, inshallah, and take you from strength to strength, inshallah. To all our beloved brothers who are present here this afternoon, alhamdulillah, there is Zamzam water. We do have some Zamzam water in case if any brother is thirsty, inshallah, since I see everybody has made the intention, inshallah, going to Baytullah Haramain Sharafain, Makkatul Mukarrama, Madinatul Munawwara. And of course, I see Mulana Ridwan Sahib is giving out some kitabs. That is our beloved Ustad's kitab, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Hafidhahullah. And we thank, inshallah, MI Capital Group. They are the sponsors of this, inshallah. So we request all our beloved mothers and sisters and respected beloved brothers here this afternoon to thank our beloved brother Haji Muhammad Ikhlas Capital, inshallah. Yes, it's 8 minutes after two. To all the listeners out there, once again, 084-786-3132. That's our WhatsApp number. If anybody has any questions, please, you can, inshallah, forward your questions to 084-786-3132. To the international overseas countries, plus 27-84-786-3132. Once again, let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and company. Let's welcome the listeners of Salam Media. That is, of course, my colleague, brother Israel Ponti. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar, and let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We now go over, inshallah, to our beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Hafidhahullah, who will, inshallah, rendering a few words of Nasihat, inshallah.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, Salam Media, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have gathered here today for a very noble purpose, and that is the Hujjaj are leaving for the journey of love. Hence, before we leave and before the day of our departure, there are certain things we need to do, and we will discuss that first, and then our journey to Madinah Munawwara, and then to Makkah Mukarramah, the Umrah, and then we will discuss the 6 days of Hajj briefly, inshallah. Every one of you will have time, inshallah, the last 45 minutes for the Q&A, so you can pose your questions on 084-786-3132. You just send a WhatsApp message, and inshallah, Mawlana Arafat will pose the questions. Honorable brothers, sisters, the journey of Hajj, first thing we need to see, what is our motive, our intention? Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala teaches us in the noble Quran, wa atimul hajj wal umrata lillah, complete the Hajj and the Umrah solely only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. Second, we should make sure the money we are using is absolutely halal money. Third, if we have severed ties with any person, make sure we contact that person before we embark on the journey of love. Fourth one, each one of us, brothers, sisters, all esteemed listeners going for Hajj, make intention of 6 day Hajj. We always heard of 5 day Hajj, but Almighty Allah teaches us in Surah 3, verse 31, Fattabi'uni, follow me, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately, yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. So it shows Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded us, khudu anni manasikakum, take from me your actions of Hajj. Is authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. So therefore, make this intention, inshallah, we will try our level best to spend the extra day in Mina, and we will perform the 6-day Hajj. Similarly, we should also ensure before our departure that we have our will ready, our last will and testament, and make sure that we have settled all our debts or made arrangements with our creditors before we embark on this journey of love. Now, mashallah, brothers, sisters, Hujjaj Baitullah, today, tomorrow, next week, you will be embarking on this journey. The day has arrived. So what do you do on that day? 3 things you will do. Give out some charity, 1 rand, 5 rand, 10, 20 rand. Second, read 2 rakat salat. And when you leave your home, so you will read the following dua. Each one of us should learn this dua whenever we step out of our homes daily. So read this dua, and more so when we are going to become Duyuful Rahman and Duyuful Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the guest of Almighty Allah, the guest of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 3 phrases you read. Bismillah. We all know Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. I place my trust solely, only on Almighty Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. There is no might to take me towards good deeds, and there is no power to make me abstain and refrain from vices and sins except Almighty Allah. When a person recites these 3 phrases, Bismillah, Tawakkaltu ala Allah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, this is the authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, 4 things will happen. Hudita, that you will be given guidance. Wakufita, your needs will be taken care of. Wawukita, divine protection will come for you. Watanaha anhu shaitan, and the shaitan will fly, go far, far away from you. So let us ensure we read this daily whenever we emerge from our homes. Now, mashallah, you're going to the airport and so forth. Most of us will be going to Madinah Munawwara. So, en route, whether you are going direct on Saudi Airlines or Emirates via Dubai or Egypt via Cairo, whichever airline you are using, so abundantly en route to Madinah Munawwara, read Durood Sharif Salawat upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Remember, some ulama have said we should read Surah Kawthar, Inna A'tayna. That is permissible, but not a sunnah. Remember Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's intense love for Medina Munawwara was such, the nearer the Master alayhi salam came, the faster he would make the means of conveyance go, because the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved Medina Munawwara so intensely. We cannot tell the pilot to go faster, we can't tell the taxi driver to go faster, but yes, we can increase the quantity of Durood Sharif. What is Durood Sharif? Durood Sharif means when you have a bumper crop, bumper harvest, you're going to make maximum profit in minimum time. So we're reading Durood Sharif and we get the maximum reward from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is why it's called Durood Sharif and Salawat. Now, mashallah, very important, my brothers, sisters, that whilst we are traveling, whenever is Salat time, so make sure we perform our salat in the plane. So mashallah, today the planes will tell you the direction you are going. You are going in the direction of Jeddah, Makkah. So you will see it's almost straight or slightly towards the right or left, depending now which plane you are in. And you face Qibla and you stand and perform your salat. If you are old and sickly, then you sit and read your salat in the plane. And most airlines, they allow you now, unless there's turbulence and so forth. So, alhamdulillah, I know that we go with TTW, Travel and Tour World, and our group goes with Emirates 90% of the time, and they're very, very accommodating. And every 15, 20 minutes on the big screen, they will show you the direction of the Qibla as well. So it makes life very, very easy. And they will tell you to go read here, go read here. They'll never prohibit you unless there's turbulence. So make sure we perform our salat, whether we're on the plane or whether on the land and sand. Now we will land there in Madinah Munawwara. So all the immigration, all that matters will take care of itself. Your agent will be there, inshallah. You must be engaged with Durood Sharif, salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ideally, you should spend 8 nights, 9 nights in Madinah Munawwara, so you can read and perform your 40 salats. But it's not a must. The hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad on the authority of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu an, Man salla fi masjid hadha 40 salatan la tafutuhu salatun. When you read 40 salat here consecutively, you have not missed any salat, then remember, Almighty Allah will protect you from punishment. وَبَرِئَ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ. You'll be safe from hypocrisy. So subhanallah, the virtues are great. For you, mothers, sisters, you should remember 2-3 things. Number one, that for the ladies, it's better for them to read salat in the hotel compared to the Haram Sharif, Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah. However, if you read salat behind the imam, whether you follow the Shafi school, Hanafi, Maliki, Hanbali, your salat is valid, there's no problem. Those of you who follow the Shafi school, Maliki school, Hanbali school, remember that if you are staying there 7 days, 8 days, 9 days, from day one, you will be reading full salat. According to the Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, any place you reach, your destination, and you are staying there for 4 full days, 4 full nights and more, so from day one you read full salat. Remember that. According to Hanafis, if you spend 14 nights or less in a certain place, then you are musafir. So meaning, your mothers, sisters, when you perform your salat in your hotel, Fajr salat 2 and 2, Zuhur salat 2, Asr salat 2, Maghrib salat 3, and then Isha salat 2, and the Witr salat 3. So that is how you perform your Qasr salat. And you read your sunnahs if you got time. So when we read salat behind the honorable imams of the imam, so we of the haram, so we will read full salat, alhamdulillah. So remember that. We read 4 rakats. And thereafter, now you are in Madinah Munawwara. You settle down in your respective hotels. Now you are going for the first time to enter into Masjid Nabawi. You must remember, there is adab, respect, and we have to show the true love, zeal, enthusiasm. So Almighty Allah teaches us, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, idha najaytumu rasul, faqaddimu bayna yaday najwaakum sadaqa. Before speaking to the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give out some charity. This is not compulsory, but it is desirable. So you got your money, you change it into riyals, and the riyal rate is the same all the time. One US dollar, 3.73, 3.74 riyals you will get. Rains also, they will give you. You give 100 rand, you will get 23, 24, 25. إِذَا نَاجَيْتُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ نَجْوَاكُمْ صَدَقًا. Before speaking to the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give out some charity. This is not compulsory, but it is desirable. So you got your money, you change it into riyals, and the riyal rate is the same all the time. One US dollar, 3.73, 3.74 riyals you will get. Rains also, they will give you. You give 100 rand, you will get 23, 24, 25, depending on the rate. So you can take rains worth also, it's fine. So everywhere you will find sarraf, the money exchanges and so forth. And you just give them the money, they give you the riyals. They're very honest, alhamdulillah. So before entering the masjid, you give some charity. You enter with the right foot, Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Rabbi ighfirli dhunubi, Allahumma aftahli abwaab rahmatik. You will find everything in my Hajj kitab, which we just gave to you now. So start reading it from now, and inshallah you prepare yourself, mashallah, spiritually as well. When you enter the masjid, it's not after Fajr, it's not after Asr, and then you will read 2 rakat tahiyatul masjid. Any surahs you read. After your salam, go into sajda. And that is sajda e shukr. You're thanking Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Ya Allah, I am a sinner, I'm a transgressor. Your benevolence, your grace, your mercy. Today you made me the mehman, the guest of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a great compliment to each one of us. What a great bounty of Almighty Allah for each one of us. There are millions of people waiting in different countries and continents, and we already, with Allah's help and mercy, inside Masjid Nabawi. So the women will go the women's side, the men will go the men's side. Masjid Nabawi is open 24 hours. Now when you are finished, then you, the man, you try and go right in front. Now remember, you are going now in Zulqa'dah. The crowd is big. The police won't allow you. So you must just learn 2-3 lines by heart. Learn it from now. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the time you read that, the police will already be pushing you. Mashi, mashi, move it up, move it up. The police are everywhere there. And nobody, they don't allow. They just push us and move it up. When we stand in the court of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what are you going to do, O brother, O sister, O Hujjaj Baitillah? You are going to do 3 things. Offer your salat and salam. Secondly, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shafa'ati li ahlil kabair min ummati. My intercession is for those people of my ummah who committed major, major sins. So you say, Ya Allah, let Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercede for me, my wife, my children, my parents, my siblings. So you speak to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly, also it's fine. Ya Rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, intercede for me. So remember, all that is acceptable and no problem with that. So our salat and salam, then the intercession, and third one, when you leaving from South Africa or whichever country you're leaving from, your family, your friends will say, convey my salams and so forth. So that also is permissible. So whosever name you remember our name, you remember your teacher's name, your neighbor's name, you just convey their salams as well. Then you will move to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. As-salamu alayka ya Sayyidina Aba Bakr as-Siddiq. In Arabic it changes a bit. You say Aba Bakr, but for you, you say Abu Bakr also is fine. Then you say as-salamu alayka ya Thani Athnain. The second one of the two in the cave, fil ghar. As-salamu alayka ya Khalifata Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are the first Khalifa and successor of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you move to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an, As-salamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. As-salamu alayka ya Umar ibn al-Khattab. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Hafs. Hafsa is the daughter. So just few words like that, by that time the police will chase us all away. So you read that and then it's finished. So you will go once a day right in front and you do that very simple. So Madinah Munawwara, everything is very simple. You will feel the tranquility, the peace, you will not feel in any city in the world. That is the barakah and blessing of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The du'as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for Madinah Munawwara. So you will experience it yourself. Make sure we, the men, are performing our salat inside the masjid and show utmost reverence and respect. Don't go with your phones, with your videos, and take films and all that. That is desecrating the sanctity of the masjid. And once we do that, remember, it's a major, major sin. And remember, there is grave, grave consequences. Next one, now your agent will tell you that you have to go for shopping. You have to go ziyarat. So let's start, sisters. You don't sleep now. So you must be awake, sisters. I know you love shopping, so we're taking you for shopping in Madinah Munawwara. What shopping you going to do? A, B. A for Ajwa. So you must buy Ajwa dates. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man tasabbaha bi sab'i ajwatin lam yadurruhu summun wala sihrun. This hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Whosoever takes 7 Ajwa dates in the morning, Fajr time after Fajr, then no jadu, sihr, witchcraft, poison, nothing will harm him. So mashallah, you go to the date, all the shops are there selling dates, and you buy ajwa, A for ajwa. B, ajwa is 80, 100 riyals a kilo. Then you buy barni. Barni is a very cheap, 10 riyals, 15, 20 riyals a kilo. So remember, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fihi dawaun wala da'afi. There is shifa and cure in this barni, and there is no illness and sickness in it. So A for ajwa, B for barni. A, B, I. We're taking you shopping in Medina. So A for ajwa, B for barni, I for ismit. Ismit is not a khajur, is not a date, it's a surma. It's antimony you put in your eyes. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, alaykum bil ismid, you must use the ismid surma and it will yajlul basar. It will enhance your eyesight. So mashallah, use it with the intention. It is the sunnah of rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then your agent will tell you, you're going for ziyarat. So which day that your agent will tell you? So where you will go for ziyarat in Medina Munawwara, you go to Masjid Quba, the first masjid in the history of Islam. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his own mubarak hands, Sahaba said Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and others, they help. If you go there, perform wudu in your hotel and then go read 2 rakat salat there. Man tatahara min baytihi, whosoever perform wudu at home, so in your hotel. Then you come to Masjid Quba, you read 2 rakat salat there. Kana lahu ka ajri umratin, you get the reward of a umrah. So imagine that, how great the reward is. Any day of the week you can go, but Saturday is the best day. Then you go to Jabal Uhud. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, Jabal Uhudin yuhibbuna wa nuhibbuhu. This is the mountain that loves us and we love it. And then Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu an, the chacha, the paternal uncle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is buried, and he has the title of Sayyidu Shuhada, the greatest martyr of all times, all places. This authentic hadith in Mustadrak Hakim. You go to Masjid Qiblatain. You know our first Qibla was Masjid Aqsa, so in this direction. And then the Qibla changed towards the Baytullah, so that is where the incident took place, so you visit that as well. There are 2-3 other places you should try and go. For you, the men, very near the masjid is Baqi, that is the cemetery. There Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beloved daughters are buried. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, majority of the wives are buried there. Thousands of sahaba are buried there. Imam Malik rahimahullah is buried. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu is buried. So we, the men, make sure every one of us, we should go. And after Fajr, it's open. So mashallah, you will see thousands of people going, the men. Women are not allowed to go, obviously. Not only that, brothers, sisters, we should also make dua. On a lighter note, I always say that when we are there for Umrah Hajj, people, they push me in front, make dua. So we make dua. Ya Allah, accept our Umrah. Everybody say Ameen. Then I say, Ya Allah, accept our Hajj. They say Ameen, loudly. I say, Ya Allah, Madina Munawwara ki maut naseeb farmai. Let us die and pass away in Medina. Then everybody become Hanafis. Silent. Nobody want to say Ameen. So when I ask the brothers what's wrong, they say the riyals are still in the pocket. You ask the ladies what's wrong, and say the shopping is not finished. See. So brothers, sisters, remember we should have that love. We want to pass away in Madina Munawwara with Iman. Nevertheless, so the men, you go there. Now I want you to find all these places around Masjid Nabawi when you're facing the Qibla. So on the right hand side, you will find about 6-8 different museums. This your agent won't take you there. You must go with your wife, with your children, with your parents, whoever. You will find various museums there, and very, very interesting. One museum regarding the history of Masjid Nabawi. One museum regarding the history of the Quran Sharif. One museum regarding the history of the Hadith. One museum, what happened during the time of Nabi alayhi salatu salam in Madina Munawwara, Siratul Mustafa, the history of the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you will get professional people there who will explain to you in Arabic, English, Urdu, Turkish, Indonesian. So you must go early. Between Asr and Maghrib is 3 hours there. So make sure you go early and then you tell them Junubi Africa. Remember this word, Junubi Africa. Because sometimes they mix us up with the Pakistanis and Indians, you know. You must say, no, Junubi Africa. Then and you can tell them we know English. Then they'll take you in quickly, inshallah. Because mashallah, our Pakistani Indian brothers is 200,000, 200,000. We only 5,000. So mashallah, they push us in quickly. So try and visit the museums that are around the masjid. On the periphery, on the courtyard, you will find them. They're very, very interesting. You don't need a guide. Everything is there in Arabic and English. And there's a beautiful museum called Asma'ul Husna. So go and visit that as well. Everything written there in Arabic and English. So use your time productively every day in Madinah Munawwara. Learn something extra of Madinatul Rasul. It is the city of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that is how we will spend our time there. You should try and go to the Mazra', to the date farm. One date tree lasts 100 years. One date tree per year produces 100 kilos of dates. This is all barakah, blessing of the dua of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Till today we are experiencing it. So brothers, Medina is just too beautiful. So make dua from now. Every day read 2 rakat salat and read the following dua. Surah 2 verse 128. I can show you my phone now. One brother told me, Mufti Sahib, last time you came to Durban, I told you I want to go for Hajj. And you told me, read Surah 2 verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. You see, 2 days ago, Sahu contacted me and told me, come, you get ready, you're going for Hajj. I got it on my phone till now. He said, I just want to thank you, you taught me the dua, I'm also coming next week, I'll be there in Madinah Munawwara, inshallah. So each one of us read Surah 2 verse 128 and inshallah Allah will take us with izzat, afiyat and safety, comfort and make us a wonderful hajj, wonderful umrah, everything. 2-3 things I want to warn you about. Number one, don't get involved with any politics. You are not there for that. Start debating with this one and this one. You're going to spoil your hajj, you're going to spoil your ziyarat. So I plead to you. Number two, Sahuk representatives are everywhere. So what they tell you, just try and comply. They are doing it for our benefit and it will assist you as well. Third one, your own agent, ABC, XYZ. Remember, their reputation is at stake. So they also try their level best, believe you me. Every agent tries his best. So they try to give good service to all their hujjaj. So you try and cooperate with them. If they tell you right, you don't go left, you know. You want to see what is he, what can he do? No. Let us all just try and compliment one another and cooperate. Then you will have a smooth hajj, inshallah. Then the last day will come, mashallah, we have to leave Madinah Munawwara. Go, read Salat in Salam. You want to read Salat in Riyazul Jannah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma baina bayti wa mimbari rawdatun min riyadil jannah, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. The portion between my honorable house and honorable pulpit is one of the gardens of Jannah. That is the busiest place. So now they got like groups. So sometimes you wait 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, then you will get placed there. So it just depends how long you want to, you understand, go in and so forth. But try and gap in, inshallah. For you ladies, remember the ziyarat times have changed. So remember for you ladies, the ziyarat time have changed. The time they allow you to come in front. In the morning after Ishraq, so 6 o'clock or so, they will allow you all to come. And then you will have 6 hours or so, 5-6 hours, and then you will come right in front. The men will come anytime, there's no problem for them. Then after Zohr, they used to have time for the ladies. Now that is cancelled. After Asr, they don't allow. After Maghrib, they don't allow for the ladies. Then after Isha, they allow right till Tahajjud time. So there you will have another 4 or 5 hours as well. So you ladies make a note of this. Your ziyarat time will be after Ishraq till Zohr, after Isha till Tahajjud Azan. Yea, in Masjid al-Furqan, mashallah, in our masajid, we have 5 azan. Makkah, Medina, they 6 azan. 1 hour before Fajr, they give tahajjud azan. So one day you'll be sleeping, you'll hear tahajjud, you will run. Say, now how come Fajr is taking so long? Because you were half asleep. So remember, it was tahajjud azan. In tahajjud azan, no as-salatu khairu minan nawm. And Fajr azan, they have salatu khairu minan nawm. So it's 1 hour before the Fajr azan. Now the time will come for departure. Now we're going to Makkah Mukarramah. So tears in our eyes. Beg Allah, Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiu alim. Ya Allah, bring us back to Medina to Rasul. Bar, bar, haziri, nasib farma. Take us to Medina time and time again, Ya Allah, Jalla wala, and make our final place there also. Now today, you are leaving from Medina Munawwara to Makkah. 90% of the Hujjaj, they go by bus, or they will go by taxi. Very few go by plane. So now you are going, now remember all these Hajj kitabs we gave you, don't get confused. You must just read the notes on Tamattu Hajj. You get 3 different types of Hajj, Qiran Hajj, Ifrad Hajj. So you must just read of Tamattu. What is Tamattu? You're going from Medina Munawwara to Makkah, you will perform Umrah only. Your intention is Umrah only. So what will happen? Your agent will tell you, 8 o'clock the bus will come. The bus will come 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, half past 8. It just depends with the police. So you all will go. You will already be in Ihram. You will take your ghusl, everything, in your smart 5-star hotels, the Hilton and Intercontinental and Mövenpick and Oberoi. And I know you're going to cut the shampoo and the soap and all that with you. I also cut it, you understand? So don't worry, it's very good. You paid for it, no problem. And you put it nicely in your house, you understand? I stayed in this hotel. So it's permissible, no problem. Even I bring home, mashallah. So you take it with you. So you take your bath, everything in the hotel. Okay, sisters, this you don't have to worry about. For our brothers here, I just want to give them a practical demonstration of how to fasten the ihram. Remember that that is what you must do with your ihram. Okay, we just gave the men a demonstration of how they should fasten the ihram, because sometimes our brothers, they really struggle there in Medina, and sometimes they look very clumsy also and sloppy also. So inshallah, all of you going for Hajj, inshallah you got your ihram. So every night some do some practice, and you the wives, tell your husband whether he looks smart or not so smart. You understand? In ihram, that is. Step number 1, keep the feet wide apart. Okay, then you will go to the boundary. The boundary is called Bir Ali. Abar Ali, Bir Ali. 105, 106 years ago, there was Ali Dafuri from Sudan. He saw a great shortage of water. So he dug up the boreholes and wells. The people were elated. And they even changed the name. The name is Zul Hulayfa, they changed it to Bir Ali. That is your miqat. Now brothers, you must be awake, sisters, you must be awake. You will go there to the masjid, and then you will read two rakat salat. This two rakat salat is nafil. This is your sequence of events. First two rakat salat, Qul ya al-kafirun, Qul huwa Allah, obviously after Surah Fatiha. Then you make intention for Umrah. In any language, Allahumma inni uridul umrata fayassir ali wa taqabbala minni. Ya Allah, I make intention for Umrah, make it easy for me and accept it. And then all of you, brothers, sisters, from now, you must learn labbaik. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. You see, Maulana Arafat, one day, many years ago, our South Africans are a little bit simple, you know, and naive also, in Hajj and that, in business they're very sharp. So I told our South African that see, when you go out, you must look for landmarks so you don't get lost. So the South African brother, he went out and he got lost. But he remembered one thing, that next to our camp and tent, there was Al Baik restaurant. You know Al Baik, the restaurant? So he doesn't know Arabic, and the police, he doesn't know English. So he went to the police. They said, Al Baik, Al Baik. So police said, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. He's making Al-Baik, police make Labbaik, you see, and this type of thing. So you must learn Labbaik properly, brothers. We got the sequence, first Salat, then intention, then Labbaik, then the Yun Ihram. No hanky-panky business. Fala rafasa. You can't hold your wife's hand tight and tell her you look nice. If you hold your wife's hand for security reasons, permissible, for romantic reasons, not permissible. Be clear? Wala fusuka, no sins. All you agarbati jamaat, smoking is haram in ihram. It's not permissible normally, in ihram is haram. So take all your agarbati and burn everything. No smoking, brothers. Right? Wala jidal, no fighting, arguing. Only. We are the guest of Rahman, the guest of Allah. There's a protocol to follow. And where are we going? The journey has started. So what we're going to read? Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Right through. Right? Sisters, now let's explain 3-4 issues. Now sister came there, your wife, mother, my wife, whoever. Now they're in their napaki. They're going to already cry. You will say, what's wrong? Say, my napaki started. I'm in a haiz. So sister, you don't have to cry. It happened to the greatest of women, Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Before entering Makkah Mukarramah, her haiz and menses started. Our mother Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Allah let this happen so that the precedent is set for posterity, for humanity. So you will just make intention for your umrah. You won't enter the masjid. You will not read 2 rakat salat, and you make your intention. Those of you performing hajj the second time, third time, you're performing hajj on behalf of somebody else. You're performing hajj on behalf of Maulana Arafat, example. So the person on whose behalf you are performing hajj, so you make the umrah also very good on their behalf, excellent. So you say, Ya Allah, this umrah I'm performing on behalf of Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. You got it? So those of you who are performing hajj umrah on behalf of somebody else. So that is what you will do. Now you come to Makkah Mukarramah, you'll be nice and tired, 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, because they stop, they have taftish. Taftish means everywhere they have checkpoints, and they will check how many passengers, there's a lot of things, a lot of security. You will then go to your respective hotel, the Hilton Hotel, Zamzam Hotel, this hotel, that hotel in Makkah. When you enter Makkah, Medina, you say, Allahumma barik lana fiha. Ya Allah, grant us barakah in these places. Then your agent will tell you that we normally say that, oh group, all of you must come down to the hotel for you. 10 o'clock, 10:15, 10:30, I'll take you for Umrah. Because most people, first time they're coming. So it just depends what your agent tell you. Then everybody descends and we meet in the foyer. Then before going, we give them 5-minute talk. So we tell them, see, look at your surroundings. If you come back, you must know how to come back to your hotel. And now we are all going for Umrah. So whilst walking now towards the Haram Sharif, the Masjidul Haram, we're reading Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. We enter with our right foot, and thereafter we look at the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. In his beauty and glory, my brother, my sister, Hujjaj Baytullah, your tears must roll that time. You must cry. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah was a genius. They asked Imam Sahib, he performed Hajj, Abdullah ibn Umar performed Hajj 60 times and 1,000 times Umrah. Abdullah ibn Umar, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's son. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah performed Hajj 55 times. Piran-e-Pir, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah 50 times. When they asked Imam Sahib, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, when I look at the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa first time, which dua should I read? See the genius, faqih. He said, make this dua. Ya Allah, accept this dua of mine and every subsequent dua. You're making dua to become mustajabud da'awat. A person whose duas are accepted. What a great lesson he taught us. Then we all know, we all are sinners, we all are transgressors. Cry to Allah, speak to Allah. Ya Allah, hum to aapke mehman. Ya Allah, we are your guest, Ya Allah. You brought us, we finished Madina Munawwara. Now we are here, accept our Umrah, accept our Hajj. And Ya Allah, give us the health, give us the ability that we perform it in such a manner that you are pleased with us. Then you will walk towards the Baytullah. Now you, the man, before that, you will expose your right shoulder. That is called istiba. The woman, you are in your normal clothes. Three maslas here. For you ladies, you have to wear a cap. So that, remember, it doesn't, the niqab don't touch your skin. It is your nose and your cheeks and all that. If you can't manage, wear a normal niqab and give out 30 riyals, 25 riyals. So that will suffice also. For you, the man, remember every day people are asking regarding the sandals. You can wear sandals, you can wear shoes, all that is fine. There's no problem. Only thing you must remember is this. You, the man, if you wear our brother, Ibrahim Bulbulia, mashallah, he manufactured this. I tried it. It's very good. So you must remember that if you wear a shoe like this, your ankle is exposed both sides. This is for the men only. And your metatarsal. You know metatarsal? This is your foot. In the middle, there's a bone there. So the ankles must be exposed and the metatarsal must be exposed. So whether you wear a shoe or you wear a sandal, it's fine. For you ladies, you must wear stockings, you must wear socks. I'm using the word must. Why you must? Because when you perform tawaf, and your feet are exposed, then the men are going to tramp on you, you're going to tramp on them, you will be guilty, my daughter, my sister, of a major sin. So make sure, you Hanafi ladies, that you wear your stockings and your socks or whatever, when you're going to the Baytullah. Because tawaf, the men and women, definitely you're going to touch. Because the crowd is so big. So we need to take cognizance of that. When we start the tawaf, you will come opposite Hajar Aswad. This is your tawaf for your Umrah. So, Labbaik finish now. No more Labbaik. If the crowd is not so big, then you, the man, the first three rounds, you will jog. So you must see now if you can manage. If you can't manage, it's fine. But the right shoulder will be open. Which dua are you going to read? Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. You read Durood Sharif. When you approach Rukne Yamani, so then you beg Almighty Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiya fi dini wa dunya wal-akhirah. Ya Allah, I beg of you forgiveness. Grant me safety, comfort, everything good, Ya Allah, in this dunya and akhirat. And 70 angels say Ameen when you read this dua, when you approach Rukne Yamani, the hadith in Ibn Majah. Between Rukne Yamani, Hajar Aswad, Rabbana Atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhab an-nar. One round, you come back to Hajar Aswad, Bismillah Allah Akbar. Seven times you go, then remember your tawaf is finished. Thereafter, we read two rakat salat anyway. So the two rakat salat is wajib according to Hanafis, it's sunnah according to Shafis. Thereafter, look at the Baytullah, make dua. There's zamzam everywhere. Drink a lot of zamzam. MashaAllah, yeah, the capital group, Allah Ta'ala reward them. Yeah, in Houghton, they're giving us zamzam water for the brothers and sisters. They're giving us the Hajj kitabs. All the compliments of the capital group. Allah Jalla Wala reward Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his wife, family, parents, brothers, all of them. This is a wonderful gesture on their behalf. Allah Ta'ala reward them in dunya and akhirat. So now you drink a lot of zamzam because you need a lot of energy. So two rakat salat, dua, zamzam, you can do in any sequence. Now, before you read your two rakat salat, you the man, you close your right shoulder. Now your right shoulder, after the tawaf, you close it, finish. So the dua you will make, the zamzam and the salat, everything, your ihram, your right shoulder will be closed. Now you will go to Safa Marwa. Safa Marwa, there are 5 floors. There is basement, there is first floor, second floor, roof floor. Normally we take people to the second floor because the ground floor and all that is very, very busy. So if you can get place on top, especially those of us who got our wives with us, so remember, then rather go on the top floors. MashaAllah, the authorities there have made it very easy. Now somebody's wife is old, you old and cold now, 70, 80 years old. You can't walk now, you tired and retired. So they got like scooters there. So for tawaf, 50 riyal. Tawaf and sa'i, 100 riyal. So you just ask those Pakistani workers, scooter kaha hai bhai, scooter. He'll tell you, upar, upar. So you just go, it's very easy. One day I went to test it out myself. You understand? Because I have to explain to the people. So I said, let me make one, two chakkar and see. I had to give him 50 riyal just to test it out, like you see. So it's very easy. So you must remember that. So you don't need wheelchair, nothing. If you are Opa and Oma, you and your wife, you mashallah, both in the scooter, you see, you come out first. You understood? So mashallah, no problem. You understood? So it's easy, no problem. So all these facilities they have made for us, but you must be aware of it. The problem is the facilities are there, but the people are unaware of it. So that is your umrah. So umrah is what? Tawaf, two rakat salat. For tawaf, you must have wudu. Safa Marwa, you read fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. And remember the two green lights, the man you will just jog a little bit, the woman will walk normally. Thereafter, the man shave your hair, remove our pride. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua thrice for us. Allahumma ghafir, Ya Allah, forgive the muhalliqeen, those who shave their hair thrice. Wal muqassireen, those who trim their hair only once. Hadith in Tirmidhi. So we're right there. So why are we so reluctant? Shave, it'll grow again. You, my mother's sisters, you don't have to wait for your husband and father. You finish your tawaf. You finish your two rakat salat. You finish your sa'i. You know where your hotel is. You go there. You just take the hair at the back. Take all your hair and just turn it around your little finger. You take your scissor and you cut it yourself. You're out of ihram. You cut the other lady's hair. You in ihram and she's in ihram. You cut her hair. So that also is permissible. When Sahaba radiallahu anhu went for Hajj, 124,000 all went ihram. So how they came out of ihram? They had to cut one another's hair. So therefore, you must remember, the masla is there in the book, you will see it. So when ulama say, in ihram, you can't cut nails, you can't cut hair, is correct. That means, whilst you still have actions left. But when everything is done, and only cutting the hair is left, then you can cut your own hair. Last year in our group, we had one barber. He said, what must I go to this barber? And I got my own machine. I'll do DIY. I do it myself. I said, very good, brother. So he went, he shaved his own hair. So alhamdulillah, I told him, I'm coming also. You shave my hair also. So you must remember, brothers, all that is fine. Umrah finish, simple, 2.5 hours, everything done. You will come into your normal clothes. Now, brothers, one question, our brothers and you sisters in your menses, you wait. 3 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, you can change your clothes, you can change your underwear, you can take a bath, everything. You can't use soap, you can't use shampoo, you can't use fragrance, nothing. When you are 100% sure that now you are clean, you take your ghusl and then you go and perform your umrah. You don't have to go tan'im, nothing from your hotel, you just go and perform. Okay? All these days you were still in ihram. Now, mashallah, you know a hungry man is an angry man. So now the husbands, they were in ihram, wife was in ihram, all that. Now you are back in your normal clothes. Now the facilities are very good. You will stay in Makkah 1 week, 10 days, 2 weeks and all that. Mashallah, husband, wife, you want to be intimate, you want to fulfill conjugal rights. Nice, nice meal, 7-course meal, 9-course meal, last course, intercourse, you understand? So all is fine, no problem with that. You understood? So all that is acceptable. Now, first of Zil Hijjah, your agent will tell you, you must go to Aziziyah. Your agent will tell you, on the 4th of Zil Hijjah, which package you took, you must go Aziziyah. 90-95% of our South Africans in Zul Hijjah, Makkah is chock-a-block, 3 million people. And you can't enter. So we all move to Aziziyah, 90%. And now, Aziziyah is part of Makkah. So if you stayed in Aziziyah for 10 days, sorry, you stayed in Makkah 10 days, 11 days, 12 days, and then you spend 7 nights there in Aziziyah, you will read full Salat. Why? Because Aziziyah and Makkah are one and the same. Aziziyah is a suburb of Makkah. We clear? Don't make mix up in these things here. Your own respective ulama, in every agent got his own ulama, they will explain to you and this type of thing. So inshallah we all interact together also, no problem. Your ulama will not be able to give you lectures normally in Makkah and Medina. All lectures will be given in Aziziyah. Because of the laws and all that there. So, individually you can ask them and all that is fine. When you're in Aziziyah, try and go to Makkah at least once a day for Maghrib, Isha or Fajr or whatever. Then, mashallah, the day will come. Tomorrow, example I'm giving, is the 8th of Zil Hijjah. Right? So, tonight, you will take your bath, everything. You can use soap, use shampoo, everything. You're not in a haram still. Husband-wife relationship also before that is fine. Thereafter, what you did there in Medina at Bir Ali, same thing you will do in Aziziyah now. Only one difference, now tahajjud time, midnight, after midnight, 1, 2, 3 o'clock, you will read 2 rakat salat. Now you make intention for hajj only. And thereafter you say, Ya Allah, make it easy and accept it. First 2 rakat salat, intention for hajj, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Now the journey of hajj is starting. So how many ihrams we fastening? Twice. First time for umrah only. Second time for hajj only. That is called tamattu hajj. Okay? Now you will be in Aziziyah. From Aziziyah, Mina is near. Your agent will tell you, you all must walk. They will tell you. But every agent, normally they keep one bus. For all old people like me, you know. So now we go in a bus. We're old now and now. So we take all the bajis and kalas and all of them. So we come. Sometimes the walkers reach first, sometimes we reach first. So the first day of Hajj, everything is sunnah. We will leave Makkah, we will leave Aziziyah after sunrise. And we go to Mina. Your breakfast is in Mina. Now remember, there are two camps. One is Camp A, special services. So there the mattress is a little bit thicker and the chows are maybe a little bit better. But the main reason, you are nearer to the shaitan. There people want to be nearer to the shaitan. Whole life we make dua, Ya Allah, put shaitan far away. But Mina, we want to be near the shaitan. Symbolic shaitan. Why? Because the pelting is very near. And subhanallah, you know, South Africans, Allah has favored us. So our camp is one of the nearest you can get. You just walk 10 minutes, you're right there, you start pelting and you're gone. So you must remember, Camp B is on the end of Mina. From there to walk, 1 hour, 1.5 hour, it will take you if you're walking. Right? And there's no real buses and all that. So that is the big difference. So you must speak to your agent. You in Camp A, special services, or you in non-special services. The biggest difference is the distance to the Jamarat, symbolic shaitan. Remember that. Everything else is almost the same. First day, we will read Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. We spend the night in Mina. And then Fajr, we read there in Mina. Everything Sunnah. The Salat is compulsory. But to read the Salat in Mina is Sunnah. We all clear? So first day, everybody tip-top condition. Everybody is there. You human? Now when they go visit the bathroom, toilet, they make their face like this. I judge room to boo, go to che. They pull their face and all that. Then the woman, they want to tell us the toilets are not in tip-top condition. Then they want to get gloves. They want to clean the toilet. Sisters, you can't wear gloves in ihram. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. وَلَا تَلْبَسُ الْقُفَّازَيْنِ. So you can't wear gloves in ihram. So remember, there are workers there. You just give them 5 riyal, they'll clean it up for you. And it's not so bad the way our South Africans also exaggerate, you know. We make a small thing very big. Before it was, now it's okay, perfect. No, we used to it. So inshallah, just keep big heart, everything will work out good. Next day, the second day of Hajj, the 9th of Zilhijjah, after sunrise, we leave Mina for Arafat. For what you paid, 70,000, 80,000, 100,000, 50,000, whatever you paid, is for this day. Al-Hajju Arafah, the greatest day in our life. Those of you who are walking, be very careful. Walking takes you 4 hours. We South Africans, spoiled. Half the time the guys can't walk. The sisters walk, they got big, big blisters. My advice, go with a bus. But you want to insist, fine. Make sure husband, wife, you both walking. Make sure both of you in the bus. This must never happen. You are walking and your wife in the bus. Or you get some wife, she's for diva. You know in Afrikaans we say. She say, you go in the bus and I'm walking. Yes. Then there's big problem. That wife falls down, she gets sick, you get sick. Now where must we contact people? It's 3 million people all going to Arafat. So think about the logistics. There are 20,000 buses going. It's not your South Africa. This is Hajj. So and think properly what you're doing. So we reach there 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, breakfast, everything ready. Arafat is beautiful now. They put for us lawn and it's wonderful now. Excellent. Facility is also very good. So you relax, right? Then the Zohar time will enter. When Zohar time enters, whichever camp you are in, they give azan. We combine the salat. Zohar and Asr, we read together. That is the verdict of the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, and Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimahullah's 2 students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, Rahimahullah. Only Imam Abu Hanifa alone, he states, in Masjid Namira, you combine. But in your own camp and tent, there you read Zohar in Zohar time and Asr in Asr time. So what we do, the TTW, Travel and Tour World Group, Hussein Khan, Ashraf Muhammad's group, so we have an imam to read Asr Salat in Asr time, for those brothers who want to read that time. But we read normally Zohar Asr together. Whole afternoon is for one purpose, my dear brother, dear sister. And what is that? Dua, dua, and more dua. What dua are you going to make in Arafat? La ilaha illallah wahdahu. لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. Every Nabi of Almighty Allah, from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, right up to Habibuna wa Shafiuna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came to Arafat and recited this dua. We're going to read Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. We're going to say, Anta Rabbuna. By heart these words, O Haji. Anta Rabbuna. Is not my shop, is not my job that is sustaining me. Before Allah created us, in the realm of the spirits and the soul, alam-e-arwah, Allah Jalla Wala took a pledge, a covenant. Allah speaks of it in the Quran. Alastu bi rabbikum, am I not your sustainer, nourisher? Qalu bala, why not? Allah is taking this pledge from us in Arafat. Open Musnad Ahmad, Mishkat Sharif, you will find. So remember, we go and renew this pledge and covenant in Arafat. And we say, Anta Rabbuna. Then you speak to Allah. We got so many needs, our own needs, our family's needs, our country's needs, the whole ummah's needs. My brother, my sister, When the sun goes down in Arafat, your heart must bear testimony. I cried, I begged, I beseeched my Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah, and Allah has forgiven me. You must leave Arafat after sunset with a positive frame of mind. That is the sign Allah has accepted your Hajj. Never, my brother, sister, leave Arafat with a negative frame of mind, because that is not a good sign. Then is 3 million people. We advise all the Hajis, walk. You walk from Arafat to Muzdalifah, 1 hour, 2 hour, maximum 3 hour, depending where you are, your camp is. And if you go by bus, 1 hour, 3 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours. So remember, bus. But we are old, we got sick people, old people, so we go by bus. Those of you who can walk, it's now night time, and it's a wonderful feeling. 2 million, 1.5 million people walking, and they're all busy. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. We are feeling tired. You will see one old baji from Afghanistan is beating you. You will see one old auntie from Turkey, she's overtaking us. We feel ashamed. We say, Allah, no, let me walk. So that is Hajj. Take your money, extra money, and every day feed the Hajis. Ya Allah, there's 100 riyals. I'm going to buy tea for the Hajis. I'm going to buy juice for the Hajis. I'm going to give water to the Hajis. We all are the guests of Rahman of Almighty Allah. Sisters, Hajj is not shopping only. It is it'amu ta'am, to feed the Hajis also. Then we come to Muzdalifah. We read the Maghrib Isha there. We pick up the pebbles, pick up 49 pebbles minimum, or you pick up more, so you must remember 70 pebbles, because you're making 6 day Hajj, and thereafter you must remember you sleep there. Then, that sleep is the best sleep. We slept in Hilton. Arabs don't say Hilton, they say Hilton. We slept in Hilton, we slept in Zamzam, Mövenpick 5-star. Muzdalifah, we sleep on the land and sand, 13 stars. You will see 12, 13, 14 stars there, inshallah. Best sleep you will get. You understand? You will sleep for 2 hours, 3 hours, then you will wake up. Then you read tahajjud, you read fajr, and then you make dua. Straight after fajr. Then we will go to Mina. That day is a busy, busy day. We're still in ihram. Labbaik in Mina, labbaik in Arafat, labbaik in Muzdalifah. So now we're going to Mina. In the morning, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, is very busy, the big shaitan. If you want, you can go pelt, but we normally tell people, go in the afternoon. So you go and pelt in the afternoon, the crowd is gone, then your labbaik is finished. No more labbaik now. Once you pelt, on the 10th, finish. Your agent will give you a number, 786-123-456. You just SMS them, so they know the pelting is done, they will slaughter the animal. What you call Dhamme Shukar, after 1-2 hours, they'll tell you slaughtering is done, then you shave your hair. Everything is halal for you, beside husband-wife relationship. That day is the 10th. No Eid Salat for us, the Hajis, because we're very busy. First pelting, only big shaitan, no dua. Slaughtering and shaving of hair. You do in sequence, specially according to Hanafis. You can't become intimate with your wife. You can't make ziyarat of the wife till you go make tawaf ziyarat. You men got it? Don't go make a mess now. Big mistake then. Because you're hungry, you know? Hungry man is angry man. So you must go to Makkah the next day. Best. It's not so busy. Normally we go on the 11th. You perform tawaf ziyarat in normal clothes. You read 2 rakat salat. You make safa marwa normal clothes. Then you come back to Mina, the night of the 11th, the night of the 12th, the night of the 13th, we spend there. Every day in the afternoon we pelt, and then mashallah on the 13th, we go back to our hotel, and then we only got one action left, and that is Tawaful Wida, your farewell Tawaf. Tawaf is ziyarat, is farz, you must do that. Tawaful Wida is wajib, except upon a lady in menses. So if somebody's wife is in menses, no problem. And remember, the Hajj is done and she can go back home. But Tawaf Ziyarat, she must perform. And then you perform Tawaful Wida, just Tawaf, there's no Sa'i, and then you go home, mashallah, and you cry to Allah, accept our Hajj. So this, I just gave you the outline of our Madinat al-Munawwara trip, Umrah and Hajj. Inshallah, we will go for a break now for 2-3-5 minutes, inshallah, and then we will open the floor for your questions. MashaAllah, we thank everybody. Salam Media, our brother Azhar Wadi, Hafiz Shamshir Khan, and brother Ismail, Israel Ponti, our brother Hafiz Al-Asmal of Sirius FM, and our brother Hafiz Shabir Basha of Radio Al-Ansar, Haji Muhammad Yusuf, and Haji Muhammad Ikhlas of Markaz Sahaba, and all the listeners. So now you can listen to a wonderful Nazm and Naat Sharif, inshallah, regarding Madina Munawwara. And inshallah, those of you who want to post your questions, your brothers who are here, sisters who are here, you can just write it and send it. Or otherwise, use your technology. The tablet is here, 084-786-3132. Inshallah, in about 4 minutes time or so, we will start with the queries and all related to Hajj now. Don't come ask other questions now. So whatever is related to Hajj, Umrah, Madinah, Munawwara, inshallah, we will take your questions and then we will answer you with the help and mercy of Allah. Jazakallah khair.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.